And migrant
Earth
crime
one.
Is not a thing.
And it's migrant not, crime is not, not a thing. Thing.
There's no migrant crime. You heard it from Jen Psaki and her chicken feed, along with that dipshit Rachel Maddow, whose real name is Richard Maddow, because that chick looks like a fucking dude. Anyhow, they're telling you the migrants don't cause crime. You stupid scumbags, enjoy the rape and murder. No, they're constantly causing. Here, look at this one here. For fuck's sake. Here you got a dude, an illegal alien. Well, this is California, man. I doubt it. We'll have to see. But California man only gets probation for stabbing a 94-year-old Asian woman. Where's Ken Jeong? Where's the Stop Asian Hate crowd? Where the fuck are all of you people at? How come you're not irate about this? Oh, that's right, because you're whores. You're all whores. A 94-year-old Asian grandma stabbed. And this dude's not going to see a day in prison. Arrest the fucking judge over here. We have to. The judge is an accomplice to this. And they tell you, they go MSNBC, CNN, all these places, all these fucking outlets. They go, well, there is no crime. Hey, crime's there. Hey, there's crime's there. Crime's down. No, crime's through the fucking roof. You're not arresting anybody. And if you do accidentally arrest somebody, they don't ever see any fucking jail time, by the way. This son of a bitch getting parole. 94-year-old woman stabbed in broad daylight in a senseless attack. Now her assaulter will avoid jail time because he fucking cried. And some dipshit, soy, criminal insurgent, criminal fucker judge letting this dude walk. So this guy, Daniel Quesha, stabbed Ann Taylor over here, an elderly Chinese-Vietnamese immigrant, multiple times. Stabbed her multiple times in San Francisco. Nobody cares, right? Again, none of these Asian dudes, George Takei, none of these people who were screaming about Stop Asian Hate when they were saying white supremacists were attacking Asians, which was weird because it was all black dudes doing it. None of them were going to say a fucking thing. So this dude during sentencing cried, and the judge goes, well, listen, I'm going to give you one last chance to stay out of state prison. Judge Tenson told Tashush during a hearing, which also included separate burglary charges. This dude's a fucking burglar, and he's stabbing people. Insane. What a fucking criminal judge this is. So, again, they want you dead. The mainstream media press, who's protecting this dude, giving these criminals cover by saying crime is down. Oh, yeah, crime's down. I just keep seeing dudes with machetes attacking people. Dudes with machetes keep charging cops. Right? The police, it's in Canada, but you know this is coming here as well. The police are saying, well, listen, just leave your key fobs by your door so when the burglar breaks into your house, they only rape half of you. Right? Because they really just want to steal your car. Most of these people breaking your house, they just want to steal your car. So don't fight them. Just let them steal your car. Oh, yeah, that's normal fucking shit that we've got to do. Yeah, in a normal society where crime's definitely down and nobody's committing crimes, we should just leave our fucking keys out there so when we get robbed that they don't rape us. No, the fucking crime's through the roof. Everybody who's paying attention, you don't even have to really be paying attention. Everybody knows somebody who's been fucking robbed. Everybody knows somebody who's had their car broken into. Everybody knows somebody who's had their house broken into. If it's not them personally, it's one person removed from them. And of course you're going to get more of this because these people, like this judge, quote, when we were able to get through to him and tell him what he had done, the man cried. Attorney Lisa Drew Berry told San Francisco Standard. Oh, he couldn't believe that he stabbed somebody, so the judge let him go. Arrest the lawyer, arrest the judge, arrest the district attorney, arrest all of these people. If you don't arrest criminals, then as far as I'm concerned, you are now a party to the criminality. You are aiding and abetting. Right? You're the getaway driver. Soft on crime judge. No, that's a criminal judge. That's a criminal judge. But there you go. Fucking insane. Dude breaking into places and stabbing women, and the dude's going to get parole. Oh my God. Oh my God. Hey guys, thanks so much for watching the video. Support channel. We kept today with this criminal nonsense. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.